and onto something rather lovely, in fact, and rather lighter than what we've just been talking about. Cambridge University students are becoming so stressed because of their exams that puppies are being brought in to calm them down. This is the third year that the charity Guide Dogs UK has been working with the university, providing this scheme. And this year, the charity has had more requests than ever. Hannah Gelbart has been to find out how puppy therapy works.
I think it's the best idea because people are actually really stressed right now.
I'm not really sure why they're coming, but I think it'll be good fun.
I think it's a really nice way for the students to have a little bit of time to de-stress some furry animal.
Yay, good boy.
The students tell us that just stroking the puppies and watching them play and interacting with them takes their mind off all the studying that they're doing, and they all tell us what a great time they have, and the pups love it too.
I'm outside Robinson College with Gillian, who's a volunteer at Guide Dogs UK. The charity will be bringing in 6 training pups today to help calm down students in the run-up to exams.
Like a really nice like communal space to sort of talk about your dogs at home as well, and it's like a nice reminder of home.
This is our third year, and it's gone completely crazy this year. The first year we did 3 colleges. This year we had over 25 requests.
What benefits does it bring for the pups?
Visiting new places and being surrounded by people and learning to chill is very good for them.
I'm McGregor and I'm a fresher. I'm very disappointed because I didn't get a spot because I signed up too late. It's a good idea though, I do like puppies. It's nice to have something to like break up your revision session, something to look forward to.
What are these puppies learning to do?
He's 7 months old, so he's done his basic training. Now we're starting to do more advanced training, which means that we teach them to find the door, find the stairs, find the lift. One of the final things we have to do is they have to learn their left and right, which I think is very clever because I'm not very good at it myself.
Laura Prince, I'm a first year, and I think it's going to cheer people up because I think Cambridge has a particularly unique, stressful atmosphere for exam term. Kind of the whole of this term is dominated by exams, so I think it's a nice idea. But I don't think anyone's trying to say that it makes up for like real mental health support.
Dogs can help with loads of different types of stress. We use dogs for children with autism and all sorts of things now.
I think that's ridiculous. What do they want puppy dogs in the colleges for? I can see no point in it at all.
That's very cute from Cambridge, very cute.
Hannah Gelbart reporting there. Now, excuse me while I just try and persuade Dave Webster, who's producing this show this morning, that I might be a little bit stressed and maybe I deserve a puppy as well.
The Dotty McLeod Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
Oh, go on, Dave. You know I deserve it. He's so mean, isn't he? He's not going to let me have a puppy. Honestly, 8:10.